So, morning, everybody. Okay, so we're in the Perek, we're in Perek Gimel, Chelek Aleph, dealing with the Sugya of Koilo. So we saw the most basic application of that in the Gematria, the Shulchan, the word itself. Last week we went a bit further and we applied it to a nation. You have, he's going to speak it out now more, Kapi Klal Yisrael. But if you have a bunch of individuals, that's all they are. They're just individual pieces. When there's a melech, when Malchus comes into the picture, so then the nation gets united and each person takes on a new dimension. He's not just Yankel anymore. He's now a Parsi, or he's a Moroccan, or he's kosher to the melech. So that we'll build that a little bit. We'll see how that unfolds here. And mainly Klape Klal Yisrael. I don't know if we did paragraph base last week. I don't know if anybody remembers the on Chaf Hay. Okay, no, we will go from there because it sets the tone nicely. Go through it quickly. The Moshul Zeh, Navinis Inin Amalchus Boilam, but Tsurosa Nachoina. We understand Malchus, the way it manifests in the world correctly. The Moshul Malchus Pras, the Persian kingdom. In Abedina Parsi Zeshan Hashim Rabim. We did do this. No, I'm going to go straight to the last paragraph because he's going to basically build the same picture. Let's see. Okay. Everybody is an individual, but he's also part of a nation when there's a melech that unites the nation. Yeah. So he's not just Ruvain, he's also a Parsi now. And any pagir in him is not just a pagir in him, it's a pagir in the melech of Persia because you. So you're a Persian now. You insult a Persian, you've insulted the entire nation. Kachu b'kol uma v'loshen. It's the same thing with any nation, yeah? V'kachu b'am Yisrael. Let's focus this on Am Yisrael. K'shesh k'futza shel yechidim, l'zei k'ra Reuven, l'zei k'ra Shimon, eze chashivas yesh lo Reuven or Shimon ki yechidim. He has a Reuven and he has a Shimon. Now, for the purposes of this discussion, you'll see we have to take one track, but we'll see that each individual is critically important. But for now, we're focusing on Malchus. So we want to see, we're looking at the individual's insignificance in the face of Malchus. But for sure, every individual is moridika significant. We'll see. So don't get confused and think that everybody becomes a nobody now. Because now we're focusing on the Malchus side of it. We'll speak that out a bit. Kachu b'am Yisrael. Kesh kvutzos yechidim, ze Reuven, ze Shimon. Eze chashivas yesh lo Reuven, lo Shimon, ki yechidim. Well, what importance does Reuven have and Shimon have? He's Reuven, he's Shimon, beside him. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu meilich aleihem, when Hashem rules over them, they ma'achad otam la'am. Now Reuven and Shimon and Levi are now united as a nation. U'ma'ata ein kan Reuven or Shimon, ele Yehudi. Now you don't have Reuven and Shimon anymore. You have Reuven and Shimon also, like I said, we'll come back to that. But you don't have Reuven and Shimon, you have Jews. Valideya Malchus, via the Malchus, Chalshinoi Bahagdoris called Prat Beprat. Each individual's definition changes. He's Reuven, he's Shimon, he's Levi, they don't have anything to do with each other really. Suddenly there's Malchus. Malchus comes into the picture. Now each one's definition has changed. He's no longer Reuven, he's now Yehudi, he's now Shaykh to a nation. He now has a relationship with Shimon and Levi that's different to what it would be if he was just Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Umar Shem Yehudi, remember we said the name, we spoke last week also about the essence of a name. The name is also an aspect of Malchus. What's this Ma'u Shem Yehudi or Shem Yehuda? Nachon, we called Yehudim today because of Shem Yehuda. What's Yehuda? She says Yehudahem. Shem Havaya Baruchu V'dalad. Yehuda is the Yud Kei Vav Kei with a Dalad in there. Nachon? Shemeata, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now the Melech of Yisrael. Kamo shekol echad me'amoy shel Melech Paras Nikra Parsi. The same way as everybody in the Persian nation is now called Parsi. Kamo kain kol elech echad me'Yisrael Nikra Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. Now everybody's called by the name Yudkei Vavkei. veshimcho hagodol vakodosh aleinu karosa. It says in the pasuk, veshimcho hagodol vakodosh aleinu karosa. It's called upon us. Your name is called upon us. I'm no longer Reuven. I'm now Reuven haYehudi. What's Yehudi? Yudke vavke with a dalet. You'll see what the dalet is now. Somebody who hurts, insults an individual Parsi, it's as if he's insulted the king of Persia. The Gemara there says, you pogaya by a Jew, it's like you're pogaya by Kodesh Baruch Hu, by the Shechina Kedosha. That's who you're starting up with when you start up with a Yid. Umau adalet b'milu Yehudi. Yeah, something very fascinating. Moving a dalad hu, beloshon dalad vanir. Dalad always relates to the aspect of dalus, of poverty and emptiness. Les lei migar miklum. There's nothing of its own. That's why David is dalad vav dalad. David is dalad, les lei migar miklum. Vav is what connects him to the ultimate reality, connects him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval hu nisha dal, he nishas David. In Ishaz, bless lemi gami klum. By the way, just interesting aside, nothing to do with our subject, just in parenthesis, is who's David's ultimate foe? Is Gog. Yeah, Mashiach's going to fight. The last battle is going to be against Gog. What's Gog? He's Gimel. Gimel is Gaiva, very full of himself. No, less lemi gami klum by him. He's everything. Vav is, he connects to the ultimate reality. He sees the truth. And he stays Gog, he stays Gimel, he stays Gaivadik. That's the opposite of David. David is Les Lamigami Klum, whom he vincha, call me a Kodesh Baruch Hu. David will pursue his enemies, overtake them, and kill them. And Hashem says, Ani Oise Kain. You don't see David, you see Hashem. But David's doing everything, but you don't see him. Gog says, I'm doing everything, Hashem, I don't need you. I take care of everything. He sees the truth, and he stays Gog, stays the Gimel, the Gaiva. Anyway, that, back to our subject now. So the Dalit is a manifestation, is a representation of the Les Lamigami Klum. So what's a Jew? He's the Yud Kei Vav Kei with a Dalit in there, with Midah HaMalchus in there. So let's see what that means. Let's see what this means. This has many unbelievable applications. As Mumu and Adalit Rumiloshan Dalavanya, Les Lamigami Klum, Kine. There's no object, no aspect of the Bria that is more dull oni umisken, like a mirror. A mirror has no picture of its own. There's no shape, no form of its own. Everything a mirror has is only what it gets from other people, from other things. Everything in the world, when you look at it, no matter how low that thing is, you see something, a bit of dust. Well, it has a tzura, it has a name, it's called dust. It's Eifer, ashes. It has something of its own. The Yeshma Shubazir, it has a name. Aval a mirror, tuchal istekel aleha pam acha pam velo tireh oso klal. You can look at a mirror the whole day, you won't see the mirror. You don't see a mirror. Shelo tara ela hademus hamishtapeches b'soicho. All you see is that which is reflected by the mirror, but the mirror itself you don't see. Hine halavana shehi mara leor hashemesh. What is the mood? It's a mirror that shines the light of the sun. Lo ro to adam oila. You'll never see the moon. You don't see the moon. When you're looking at the moon, you're not seeing the moon. Hashem is born in Bo. Loro imo toklal ele es or Hashemesh hamichtakef b'soicho. What you see when you look at the moon is the light of the sun reflecting back. Gam Hashem Levana, who al Shem oire halavan. The moon's called Lavana because of the white light. She'en ze or halavana klal ele or Hashemesh. Even the name of the moon, Lavana, is an expression of that which reflects, not an essence of what the moon itself is. It's referring to the white light that it reflects. The kiyesh dava misken mizeh, anything more misken than there? There's nothing, nothing. Shav lo rimo tov einu oilam b'shem. You don't see it, and it really doesn't even have its own name. It doesn't have a name that describes its essence. V'yachad im zeh, hakinu dale v'aniyah, hu rak hadagas ha-chofet, avavim es ein gedoilim u'sheris m'menu. Yaz the twist. Yaz the twist in the tell. Watch this carefully. The expression dale v'aniyah, that just defines the object. But b'emes, there's nothing greater and more satisfying and more happy than that. Because it has the ability to reflect from within itself the most beautiful things in the world. And it has no limitation how much it can reflect. The moon can reflect all the sun's light. There's no limitation to it. A mirror can reflect whatever you put in there. An untold, infinite, unbelievable, unlimited ability to reflect. A Jew is a mirror. One aspect of a Jew is less lamigami klum. We're just part of the nation. But he has a, in the correct way, shal yedaya malchus, masha korish bochum melech Israel, umaachid et kulam liyois ama yehudi, that which he is part of, the am hayehudi, which is united by the malchus of a korish boruchu. Every yid is the dalet in the name Yehuda, which is the name of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hamishtakef b'soich Hashem Avaya Baruch Hu. He's a mirror of what? Of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what he reflects. Mare mishtakef b'soich Hashem Yisbarach. Umitnei kach Hashem Yehudi hu omed amalchus. Therefore, the name of Yehuda, who's the Malchus? Who's Malchus in Klal Yisrael of the Shvatim? Who's the Melech? Yehuda. I thought it's just a coincidence. You know, happened to be called Yehuda. It was a nice name, so she called him Yehuda. You know, she never Yehuda, so she called him Yehuda. No. That's exactly what Midas HaMalchus is. Midas HaMalchus is the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which unites the nation and takes each individual part of that nation and makes him into something new. He's not just an individual person anymore. He now is a Yehudi. He's now Chelek of Yehuda. And what is that name? What is his name? The ability to reflect the Yud Kei Vav Kei in the world. His Dalet, which is his mirror dimension, his Lesle Migami Klum, what does he do with that? He reflects the Yud Kei Vav Kei in the world. That's unbelievable. Through mevatling himself to becoming part of the nation, that's when he attains his ability to bring the Kodesh Baruch Hu into the world. Calls man is himself, calls man is Gog, calls man, he's the thing, so the light can't shine through him. Even with the Vav, he can connect to the ultimate reality of Al, you know, he doesn't reflect nothing. The minute he gives up of himself, the minute he gets out the way, what's he doing now? Now he's reflecting the Yud Kei Vav Kei in the world. Now he's part of something bigger than himself, and that's where he becomes his. That's where he really starts reflecting. There's a Moedika thing. You know, it was not in the Sefer, but Rav Pinkus used to speak about this often. It was an interesting machlokes he had with Rav Israel. If I would ask you to draw the picture of a Jew, draw me a Jewish face. What would you draw? Let me make it easier for you. Draw me a Chinese face. Easy. Draw me a Congolese. Easy. Japanese, Korean. Very easy. Draw me a Jewish face. Ein davar kaze. Ein davar kaze. Jews from all over the world look different. I look the same. What's a Jewish face? There isn't such a thing. A Jew doesn't have anything of his own, only what he reflects. Only what he reflects. When you look at something, that's what you reflect. You're a mirror. You're sitting watching a movie, that's what you become. That's your essence then. That's what you reflect. You put a baboon in front of a mirror, the mirror becomes a baboon. You put a beautiful painting, a beautiful face, you put a Godel Ador in front of the mirror becomes a Godel Ador. It has nothing of its own. It's only what it reflects back. Those hasty years, that's what a Jew is. That's what a Jew is. Anyway, there's more applications of that into male and female. Who's more the mirror? The female's more the mirror. So the female has to look after herself much more than the man. The man sees something in his essence of male, not in his essence of Jew, but in his essence of male. So it's a begamot, his neshama, but a woman, it's okay, kol essence. Because she's the ultimate mirror. She's the ultimate les lemigami klum. That's why she can give birth to a new generation, to a new person. She has nothing of her own. But that's another application, another discussion. I don't want to get too off the subject. But that's what a Jew is. A Jew is dal, dalid, surrounded by the yudke vavke. How is he able to have, to be part of the yudke vavke? Because of the dalid. Because he's les lemigami klum, he can now reflect the malchus of Hashem in the world. The kol Yisrael nikraim Yehudim, k'moshe pasi nikre pasi mitnei hamishtakefes darke malchus paras. Every Jew is called every Yisrael is called a Yehudi. The same way as a Parsi, a Persian, is called a Persian because he reflects the ways of the kingship, the kingdom of Paras. When you look at him, you go, oh, that's one of the Persian king subjects. That's a Persian. He's there reflecting the Malchus Paras. You insult him, you hurt him, you're up against the whole Persian nation because you've insulted the Persian king. That's why Jews called the Yid, because he reflects within himself the Yud Kei Vav Kei Baruch Hu. Somebody sees him, Roes Melech Yisrael. He sees Melech Yisrael. Somebody who attacks, somebody has something up against the Yid, he starts up with the Yid, he's starting up with Lamala, Kiviyochel. Should happen soon. All the nations of the world will see you and see that Shem Hashem Nikro Eilecho, that the name of Hashem is called upon you. The Yudke Vavke is who you are called by. The Yerum Emecha, they'll fear you. Kenyi Hirotson. That's the we have to reflect Hashem. When you look at a Yid, you want to see a Yid. When you look at a Yid, you can't tell the difference between him and the Schwarzer next door. So then that's not what we're talking about here. No wonder they don't Yiru. You have to be a Yid. You have to reflect Yudke Vavke. So that's another dimension of Malchus in the Koilel. You have a whole bunch of individuals, very choshev, important, talented, able to achieve individuals. But Cholzman, there's no Melech there. That's all there. Bits and pieces, like the table. It's a very chosh of a piece of wood. Could be the most expensive piece of wood in the world. You know, like a 100-year-old mahogany, you know, piece of wood. But at the end of the day, it's just a piece of wood. When does it become something? When it's joined together, when it comes together and it's united through the koilo, through midas amalchus, it now becomes part of a table. Now it's not just a piece of wood anymore. Now it's table. An individual Jew is just an individual Jew. You're a Jew and I'm a Jew and he's a Jew. Yeah, but until there's Melech Yisrael, then we're just individuals. You have to, Aguda Achas. On Rosh Hashanah, when we're being Mamlich Hashem, when this aspect of Malchus is in full Toikef, what are we daven for? Aguda Achas. We should all be one, should all be united, because that's the middle of Malchus. As the king comes now, now we're not just individual people, we're now Yehudim. We're now Shaykh to something much, much bigger. Okay. So now in Chelek Beis of Perek Gimel, Nimtzah Sheledei Amalchus, Daniel Ledei Knisses Hashem Yisbarach V'Yichudu B'Poel El Tochenu, comes out that as a result of this Malchus, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's coming, Knisses Hashem Yisbarach into us, his uniqueness, his oneness, Bepoil, comes into us. Boiponim chadoshus lemetzias ta'uma. Something new has entered into the reality of the nation. Shemeshtakev besoicham Hashem Yisborach, which reflects within them Hashem himself. V'kol echad v'echad hu metzius chadasha, each individual yid, is now a new metziut. He's a new reality. Shechol alav chalois shem Yehudi b'yoyis a chelik me'akadusha. he now gets a new Chalois name because he's now part of that Kedusha. He's now part of that Kedushas Yisrael. What's it, an individual? The Kodesh Baruch Hu has come into, it's like the Melech. The Melech's up there in his manifestation of Keter. But in his manifestation of Kovod, of Malchus, he comes into the Yid, he comes into the world, and he creates a new Metzias. Each Yid is a new Metzias now. Gilu HaMalchus Hu Be'ikah Al Yedei Shabbos Kodesh. That Gilu Malchus, that aspect that we're talking about, where the Melech, where the Malchus comes into each Yid, and each Yid is now part of that Yudkei Vavkei, the Iker revelation of that is on Shabbos, or via Shabbos. Shekach Mehusa Shel Shabbos, because that's Shabbos. Yom HaShvi, Midas Malchus Shemayim. That's what Shabbos is. It's Malchus. Kiven Shebo Shabbos, since Shabbos comes, Harei Mushbosas Kol Melechus Oilom, Kol Melochus Oilom, sorry, the world is completely mushbas. The world comes to a rest. And from all the malachas of the world. And nobody's turning to his malach and his work anymore. What's happening on Shabbos is that the Melech HaKovod rules over the world and Klal Yisrael via Shabbos. Nimtza ponim chadoshes bo lekan. There's a new dimension here. Something new. V'chein isa b'midrash. Mizmor shir le'yom ha'shabbos. The midrash from the Tehillim there. It says mizmor shir le'yom ha'shabbos. Ponim chadoshes bo lekan. There's a new face here. V'chein nifsach b'shulchan aruch. Even as a linian sheva brochas. This has a halachic ramification. Since everything is completely shoivas, everything is completely rested, nullified on Shabbos, all there is Hashem's rulership over the world. Now, the whole reality of Klal Yisrael, the whole essence, is El Yoyne Lahakra Al Shem HaMelech, is now called Al Shem the Melech. Vav Metzias Chadash of Aponim Chadashas. You're a new Priya, you're a new Metzias. That's why for Sheva Brochas, you need at least one Ponim Chadashas. You need somebody there that wasn't at the previous Sheva Brochas. Yeah, otherwise you can't make Sheva Brochas. On Shabbos, everybody can be from before. It doesn't matter because nobody's the same person that he was yesterday. Shabbos comes in, you're a new Metzias. What's that new Metzias? Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now Mishtakefes through you. There's a new Metzias in the world. Everything shoivas, everything stops. And all you have in the world now is Malchus Shemayim. And we shaykh to that Malchus Shemayim through Shabbos. It's hard to understand this. It's hard to see it. Ein malasot. This is just, okay.
In the week, the Malchut is also working, perhaps less powerful, but...
Yeah, good. We're going to discuss B'sheshes Yomim Nivra Shemayim V'aretz V'kol HaShebab. Let's see, in Achinami, for sure. Yeah, on Motzei Shabbos, the Malchut doesn't disappear, and there's no Hashem in the world, and we go back to being without... No, for sure, we stay Yehudim even during the week. Yeah, so we have to understand how that works, in Achinami. Yeah, for sure. The 6 days of the week, everything was created. What chashivas does the Shemayim Va'aretz and the hills and the mountains and the rivers and all the animals and birds and whatever, what chashivas do they have? The whole world was dark and miserable. Hamastires ha'or amiti, or kvoidi yisbarach. The world, oilam, remember, hides the light of Hashem. That's what the world does. It's dark. It's a very dark world. Why? Because the light, the emistic light, is hidden. That's what the world does. It hides Hashem. That was the tzimtzum. He's there, but he's hidden. So it's dark. Aval kesham yegia yom ha'shabbos kodesh, u'melech ha'kovod nichnas le'medino. On Shabbos Kodesh, where the Melech reveals himself in the Medina now, He was always there. Shmuel, you must hear carefully now. He's always here, but he's hidden during the week. On Shabbos, he's Megala. There's a gilo in the the world is unable to hide him now because the world is shoivas. There's a bitl oilam, and therefore, obviously, we don't see it. It's not like, you know, it's like this blinding flash of Olam Haba. No, it's 1/60th of Olam Haba. The ultimate Shabbos when Hashem is Megala himself legamrei, we'll have it then. Right now, we're still in Golos. But on Shabbos, there's a taste, there's a ma'ein, there's a 1/60th of what that giloy will look like. That's when the world is shoivas. So you see what was there all along, but it was hidden. It means on Shabbos, you have the ability to experience that giloy more than you can during the week. But for sure it's there. For sure it's there. It doesn't go away. It's more hidden by the fact that the world doing everything, there's malacha. When you shave us the malacha, then you have a gilu of the or. Aval kashem magi yom haShabbos kodesh v'melech kovet nichnas leMedina u'misgalach shav mi borak kol eile. And now you see who's the boyre of all of this. Mata kol sheishes yamim machrizim kovet shemaim. Now all the 6 days also proclaim kovet shemaim u'mishtana shama metziyosam legamrei. It's not just Shabbos is different, but all the 6 days of the week are different. Because Shabbos is the Kailo. It takes all the 6 days of the week and elevates them with the Malchus of Shabbos. Umata kol sheishes yamim machrizim kovet shamayim. Umishtana shmam umitziyosam legamre. Their name and their essence has changed completely. Shemata kol sheishes yamim hem chelik memarocha gedoyle. V'shleime shel shamayim mesapim kvoit kel u'maisidov magida rakia. Now the 6 days are not just 6 days which stay, you know, dark and dingy, and then you have Shabbos. Wow, and then you go back to dark and dingy. No, Shabbos comes along and takes those 6 days that came before, also manifests the 6 days forward, but it takes it and elevates them and makes those 6 days part of the marechet of Malchus, not just six individual pieces anymore. The Malchus, the Shvi, comes and unites them into new Metzias. They're Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. It's not just day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, and now, boom, end of the story, Yash Shabbos. No, no, Yom Rishon. What is Yom Rishon? Yom Echad B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. Because each one is Shaykh to the Shalchus. The whole essence has been elevated. It's not just Monday anymore. It's now Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. It's united with a whole new purpose each day. How does that happen? Through the Shabbos. Shemata kol sheish yisumim hem chelik ma'amarocha gedoyle. They're part of a much bigger system. V'shleima kol ha'shemayim mesaprim kvod kel. Now they mesaprim kvod kel. U'may sedo magid ha'rekir. Nimtzes ha'shabbos hi ha'koylel v'amalchus sheish yisayomim. The 6 days are like the pieces of wood that make up a table. What does Shabbos do? Shabbos is the Malchus of Kohel that makes him into a table. It gives meaning and brocha and kedusha to the 6 days. So Sheish Yisumim Taseh Melachtecha is not just you doing your work, you know, you're going out and working, and now boom, the end of the week, and now Shabbos comes in, forget about. No, those 6 days get elevated and become part of the Malchus. They're now part of something bigger than what they were before. The whole world now becomes an aspect of Kedusha and Gilut Kovet Shemayim via the Shabbos. That's unbelievable. Now you know what happens when the world doesn't keep Shabbos. It's not just you don't have a good rest, you know, and you're too tired to work. You could sleep on Wednesday the whole day if you want. If you want to go into a coma, you can do it on a Wednesday. Lo tzarich Shabbos. That's not what's going on. What's happening, there's a shoivas of malacha. When there's a shoivas of malacha, then there's a gilu of malchus in the world. What does that gilu malchus do? It makes the six disparate pieces, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, it makes them part of something which is bigger. They become part of a whole new marechet. Yom Rishon is not Yom Rishon anymore. Yom Rishon is Yom Rishon b'Shabbos. He's part of something bigger. And therefore, the day is a different day. I'm not just working on Sunday now. Sunday's finished. Now, okay, Sunday's finished. Put it on. Now Monday. No, no. Sunday comes into Shabbos with me and becomes part of the Ma'arechet. Valkain, I just want to finish here. Valkain mitzvah liskoit haShabbos b'kol yom v'yom mishesh sama yomim. There you see it in the mitzvah. The mitzvah to remember Shabbos every day. Shabbos notenes lehem esagdoris mitziosim. Because Shabbos gives, the same way as the king of Paras gives each individual Parsi his hagdora, his essence, his tzura. So Shabbos gives each day its unique hagdora. The kivin shemaski oisam aleihem, shem shaychim lamareches haShabbos, havihem atzman gam kem yom shel kedusha v'kavod shemayim. When you remember that today is part of that marechet, part of that Shabbos, that day as well, that mundane day for the goyim, which is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, for someone who hasn't got shaychus to Shabbos, becomes a kedusha dika day as well, because it's not just a leg of a table. Sorry, it's not just a piece of wood. It's now a leg of a table. It's not just another day. It's a day that shaykh to mareches of sheish yisimim taseh marechtach v'yom ha-shvi, Shabbos lelokecho. The whole tzura of gilu shchina comes into the week. That's why the week after Shabbos is on a higher level than the week before Shabbos. That's why you make havdalah on one, because whenever we're going from a lower level to a higher level, we take one. Nachon? We mentioned this once here, maybe, I think. So how come on Motzei Shabbos you drink wine? You're going from Shabbos into the week. It's a lower level. No, it's not. Because you've taken the 6 days of the week and you've elevated them. Now you're coming out of Shabbos, you're on a different plane to the one you were before the last Shabbos. So you take wine because you're going into a new week, a week that's infused with Kedusha Shabbos. It's a different world. But the vort is here, and we'll end with this, is that the individual pieces of the week, like the individual people in a nation, the individual pieces of a table, it's all the same. Through this thing called Koilel, through this thing called Malchus, through this thing called Melech, yeah, take on a whole new dimension, because they're now part of something bigger. There's a Panim Chadoshes, there's a new dimension here. Monday is not just Monday. Monday is, wow, the Yom Sheni Shel Shabbos. It's a different mitzvah. Should we be Zoicha? Okay, slowly, slowly. All we're doing is just setting out the pieces to try and understand this more. Aval, it's Gavaldik. You see how the whole system works. It's Medakdak. Wherever you look at it, you see the system working. It's exact. You have individual pieces. You get something on top of them called Les Lemigami Klum. It enters into the system and it changes each individual part of the system because they're now part of something bigger. The 6 days of the week are not just 6 days of the week. They're part of something bigger. They're part of Kovod Shemayim. They're part of Kovod Shabbos. And each one has a chelek of the Kovod of Shabbos in them. That's why it's Makor HaBrocha. You keep Shabbos, it doesn't just give you a chance to rest on Shabbos. You can work harder during the week. That's the Goyish world of rest. Shabbos injects a whole new level of Kedusha into the week. No, we should be Zoiche. A guten Shabbos.
Guten Shabbos.
Take good care. Sei gesund. At least,
thank you.
We can't always hold by these dagas, but at least for 1 second on Shabbos, you should at least have a machshava like this. If you do, that's big. That's already a different Shabbos, you know. Let me talk about that next week, how we deal with horribly difficult nisoinus. We don't have all these high levels, but you can't actualize them. How you actually have to start doing that. Maybe remind me Sunday to talk about that a little bit. It's very frustrating. Whether it's in Bepachin, where it's in Kedusha Shabbos, where it's Batfila. We keep doing the same old stuff and we have all these wonderful ideas of Ozimotka share to make them real. We have to maybe learn a few things about how to go about doing that. Something I'm struggling with myself. So I like to work through things that are real for me, not about things that aren't shy. I'll work through some of that next week, Bezrat Hashem.
Shabbos Goyer.
Crusader. Zay gezun, take good care.
Thank you, Rabshe. Have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.